This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's the cost of student loan forgiveness? Cha-ching! That was the question that was being asked. It is the raging debate across this country. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope that you are well wherever you are listening to this show. And as I said, I couldn't go anywhere in the last couple of days without somebody mentioning something about student loans and what happened in their past and what's the bottom line on this and what does it mean? And one of the questions that I've been talking about is exactly that, broad strokes, but what are the finer strokes on this? So the full story is that the $10,000 in student loans for millions of debt-saddled former college students announced this week is going to cost $24 billion a year, assuming that three-quarters of those eligible, and that's the big part of this, take up the offer. So let's say 75% of the people take the president's student loan cancellation plan. You look at the average flow of money, it's going to be about $24 billion a year. That was from the White House because there was so much pressure to release. Well, what does that number mean? What is that? What does it look like? So, okay, so this is what the individual people would get. We understand the parameters, but what does that mean as far as how much money for this? How much money for this? So it's interesting. Ron DeSantis, who's got a big footprint nationally, running again for governor of Florida, is the governor of Florida. He called Biden's loan cancellation unconstitutional and argued that universities should bear the burden of student debt. He said it's unfair to have a truck driver have to pay back a loan from somebody who got a PhD in gender studies. That's not fair. That's not right. And he got, of course, massive applause when he said that. He argued that universities had benefited from most of the exorbitant debt that's being taken out over the last generation. The rising costs, he said, have gone towards expanding administrative offices without a discernible rise in the quality of education itself. And the big thing that people are arguing about is, again, the money part. Where does the money come from? What does the money mean? Will this cause more inflation or not? And I'm telling you, I haven't seen, we certainly have had plenty of tug of wars over many things in this country, but this has really set off the fireworks. It really has. I have just seen massive reaction to this from so many different people, not just politicians, but right there in your little corner of the world, I guarantee there are conversations happening about I paid for it or I didn't pay for it or why should I have to pay? You know, it's all over the map when it comes to this. And certainly in the mailbag, which is coming up in our next segment, I'm going to let it ride because many of you really, really, really jumped on what your past was like, how much you had to pay off, and how unfair many of you think it is. And a few people saying, you know, get off the backs of people who have massive, massive debt. The other big eye-opener on this day, I believe, is California votes to ban the new gas car sales by 2035. So let me just say that again. California is banning gasoline cars, banning the sale of them by 2035. They're phasing it out. This is incredibly historical and I think nail-biting for some people. It would be one of the first kind of moves worldwide. The implication on the U.S. car market, think of how large California's economy is. Will other states follow suit? I mean, it's monumental. So the new rules would set interim quotas for zero emission vehicles of all types, focusing on new models. And that would have to start with the 2026 models. So think of where we are, 2022, 35% of new cars, SUVs, small pickups sold in California would be required to be zero emission vehicles. And it would increase each year. And then 51% of all new car sales in 2028, you get it, 68 in 2030. And then that number that I said initially, by 2035, no sales of gas cars. None. Now, the quotas would allow 20% of zero emission cars sold to be plug-in hybrids. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Now, apparently the rules wouldn't impact any kind of used vehicles. They could stay on the roads. And again, this goes down the line as to when all of that changes. Now, there are other states that are thinking of doing the same thing. 15 states, including Colorado and Minnesota, as well as some on the Northeast and West Coast, want to follow up what California has done. Which way would you go on that? I mean, it is stepping all the way into that whole climate fight and saying, okay, zero emissions. And then, again, the car companies, what you're driving, what are you doing? Are you plugging in? Are you on board with plugging in? It's going to transform the U.S. auto industry. Transform it. It's such a big part of the U.S. market. Even if the feds don't move on a regulatory perspective, a big chunk of the country would move forward. It would be a whole new ballgame. Now, California did get a boost from the Biden administration. They reinstated California's longtime ability to set its own vehicle emission standards earlier this year. Remember, Trump, the former president, rolled back the California waiver in 2019, so they put it back in place. That's how come this is something that's being talked about and is a very, very big story because of where, how it came back. Oh, wow, is all I can say. And look around in your neighborhood and start to see what you're seeing out there as far as electric is concerned and how much would your neighborhood embrace that. I think the first thing people think about is, wow, can I afford it? I talked to my brother today, and they have, of course, the same as all of us do, gas-powered cars. But he talked about trying to get an electric one, having one that wasn't, and said, good luck, you're in line for a very long time. On lists, waiting, 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 registering, waiting, 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 waiting. And because of what we've seen with the supply chain, that also will play an interesting part in the giddy-up factor if all of a sudden you have many, many states that are coming up with these strict standards. And is it inevitable to force people into electric cars? How do you feel about being really forced into an electric car? Many of you have sounded off on that before and don't like it, because you might think about electric, but you're a little worried about how far it goes in between. What happens if they don't have, you don't have a charging station? There are a lot of concerns about it. And then others who completely embrace it and say it's great. Your thoughts coming up next in the mailbag.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
And so let's dive right in. Sam, I am, says, hi, Kate Delaney. I haven't spoken to you in a long time. I promise I will call the show in the near future. Trust me, I am listening. This whole idea of what's going on with the student loan payments makes me furious. In one hand, I understand at first blush you would think, oh, federal loan forgiveness, people saddled with outrageous debt. Well, what about the rest of us who spend half of our lives paying off our debt, working our arses off, juggling jobs, sacrificing with our families because we had to find ways to pay it or be harassed to death by the student loan collectors who demanded to have their dough? We didn't get any breaks. And you could say, well, does that mean others have to suffer? I understand some of the arguments. They just don't wash with me. Listen, this is something that should not have happened, and it doesn't make any sense to me when you look at the dollars and cents of it, as you would say. It is a big gamble. I would also mention by the Democrats thinking that they're going to get all these young voters who are going to vote for them because they're getting these loans reduced. I think it could end up being a backlash and change things completely. I've never seen so many people in my world so on board, no matter what party they say they're affiliated with the whole thing of student loan forgiveness. It just makes no sense. Kate, makes no sense. So here's the thing. This has set off an immediate fight, and this isn't along party lines. It's explosive when you talk about education and class, etc. So it's complex, and it's, what is it going to cost was the big question mark that was hanging out there, and the White House answered that, and they say they're willing to have any kind of debate about students struggling to pay off loans, especially a disproportionate amount of Black Americans who are being strangled by it. So it's interesting. It's, you know, this is what the White House press secretary said. It's not going to please everyone. He understands the policy is not that. He wants to make sure we're giving families a little breathing room. So that was kind of parroted by what Joe Biden said. And, you know, waiving debt for those already on a trajectory to financial security sends the wrong message to millions of Ohioans is what Representative Tim Ryan, the Democratic nominee for the U.S. Senate in Ohio, said, because he said it could alienate those struggling to make rent payments, even those attempting to go to college. So not looking clearly at the whole picture. On the other hand, there are other people that say, wow, this is a good move, a good first step, should have been more money. And people are pointing to the payback protection program, saying debt relief for college students is just as worthy. Brad chimed in and he said, I don't even know how to form the words of how disappointed I am in what has now happened with this forgiveness program that's going to cost $24 billion a year. Because, you know, people, of course, would take the president up on it if they're hovering around individually less than $125,000, of course they'll do it. And then married couples less than $250,000, of course they'll do it. Is it legal is what I want to know. Is it unconstitutional? There have been some cries about that. I don't know if that's true or not. It's worth poking around the law to see if that really washes or no, it absolutely does not. Yeah, is it unconstitutional is another area that's been waded into ever since this broke. You know, the power of the purse lies with Congress and in the Constitution. So banks have loaned the money. The government has backed up the loans. If the government is going to say to the person who gets the loans, forget about $10,000 or $20,000, the government still has to pay that money to the banks. That money can't be spent without authorization by Congress. So it does seem like, how are you drawing this line in the sand? How's that going to work? Only Congress can spend money. Only Congress. And this was an executive action. So that means no backing. No backing from Congress. All right, let's throw in a couple more. This one's from Ira. This one is from Fred. And they're on the side of saying, Ira says, I went to med school. I killed myself. I hustled. I made it happen. I finally paid off my student loans. It is an incredible feeling. And I think the students out there who have that kind of debt should get to feel that incredible feeling by being accountable and paying off their debts, period, end of story. Then Fred says, wow, it's like everyone is raining down a bunch of hate on people who are going to college or went to college and can't pay it back because they're so struggling so much. Where did all of this vitriol come from over something that seemed so innocent when it was first mentioned? Well, it was never innocent. It was never going to be a walk in the park. No, 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 no. But there's always the more to it thing. So really for Democrats, honestly, politically speaking, either they're going to crap out or it's going to be a huge boon for them. Huge. But we don't know at this point. Could be. Maybe not. Maybe it has more of a blow-up effect. I do know that there are more people, it seems like, in the last day, they're more furious about this than the time I threw out the unofficial poll. So you're feeling it. Definitely. Okay, here's one from Frank. And Frank says, Kate, I heard you talk about the water and the flooding. And boy, it was sad, those pictures of the nursing home where they had rope stretched across the parking lot and they had to evacuate so many from that retirement home. The good news is that this was a place that was about 12 miles outside of Jackson, and there were a lot of people that chipped in and helped out to get those people out. There were a lot of people that were there, period, to help, because it really was a flash flood nightmare. I'll say it washed away roads, derailed a train, it was creeping up into homes, it forced a bunch of those rescues. So we, once again, you go with fast rain. It's like someone turned on the shower, and who knows how long it rains. But that's where it becomes incredibly difficult. I mean, nearly 3 feet of water from a nearby creek rushed into that senior living home I'm talking about. So there was a mad scramble to get the people who lived there to much, much higher ground. And even seeing the pictures kind of, I mean, honestly, just took your, absolutely took your breath away. All right, how about this? The judge ordered a Friday release of the redacted Mar-a-Lago search affidavits. And this one from Alec, he says, thumbs up on this. Everybody wants to know what's in there, even if it's filled with black redacted moments. Let's see what this search was all about, what prompted it, what was so compelling, and now we may know. Well, yeah, the federal magistrate ordered the release of that, of the version of the Justice Department's affidavit that supported the search of the former president's Florida estate. So the edited document is going to be made public by noon on Friday. Wow, this is huge with the, and thank you for pointing that, it's huge with what the methods will be moving forward, for sure, on affidavits, warrants, etc. Does it play a part in any future cases? And what will we see? Let's see what's in this August 8th search warrant for Mar-a-Lago, which is the president's primary residence in Florida. Coming up next, of all things, a conversation about hair coloring.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A State Department official isn't happy with Russian shelling near a huge nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. The Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security, Bonnie Jenkins, saying Russia's actions have created a serious risk of a nuclear incident. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee are crying foul, saying Facebook unfairly flagged their criticism of President Biden's plan to forgive some student loan debt prompting the social media platform to say it was done in error. Facebook flagging the comment, "If you take out a loan, you pay it back, period." A spokesman for Meta, the parent company of Facebook, saying nothing in that content violates their policies or should have prevented it from being shared. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 322 points. This is USA Radio News. A federal judge is deciding to release a redacted affidavit in regards to a search that was conducted at former President Donald Trump's Florida home. The decision came after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. Despite the ruling, the judge said the government has proven parts of the affidavit should be kept under wraps. NASA is preparing to send astronauts to the moon's surface again 50 years after its Apollo era. Administrator Bill Nelson is excited.
It's a future where NASA will land the first woman and the first person of color on the moon.
The space agency set its Artemis 1 test flight launch for Monday at Cape Canaveral, Florida. It'll carry the Orion crew capsule, speeding to a six-week mission around the moon. If all goes well, human could orbit the moon within 2 years, with a moon landing in 2025 or 2026. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
We're in the mailroom, and many of you sent me things I think you were thinking about through the weekend, or things that were being discussed that also were on your mind. Liz Cheney came up a couple of different times. Here's this from Joe. Kate, I'm not surprised that Liz Cheney didn't make it through Wyoming. Plenty of people were backing Trump, and she might have agreed with him on so many other things while he was in office. But one that made you decide, okay, I've done this for 50 years. I came up with this story. I'm gonna pull this story together. I'm gonna write the story. What was it that motivated you?
Well, it's sharing the story, and it's demonstrating how an interest can motivate you to go forward and pursue something which to you is important. So it's really about finding a passion in life. It's about finding something that lifts you up, that encourages you, and that's very important, no matter what, because in the dark times, when you really go through negativity of one form or another, you really need something which you can turn to on a regular basis, which lifts you up, which gives you some sort of hope. And I think amateur radio was certainly that for me. And Oscar's Amateur Radio Adventure, the novel, tells the story about a 14 or 15-year-old boy called Oscar and his journey from reading a book to becoming an amateur radio operator. And the final chapter is about his journey into the Australian outback, where he meets an amateur radio operator there who operates his radio station using solar power. And it's meant to create a feeling of warmth and enjoyment and to give the reader a good time, to help them to feel good.
And so at 14 or 15 for Oscar, this was great to be able to escape into this world, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And in my case, I was about the same age when I read a book in the high school library written by a United States lady. And she described, it was called Adventures in Electronics, and she described, and this was a fictional story too, she talked about a young amateur radio operator living next door to another young boy, and how he jumps the fence and eventually makes friends with this amateur radio operator. So that book inspired me, and so I then looked into the hobby of amateur radio and what have you. And at the time, a friend of mine lived across the road. His name was Lee. And we'd usually, or sometimes, go down to the local rubbish tip. And we'd walk over the huge mounds of rubbish like in those days. That was a long time ago. And at one stage, I found an old shortwave radio, a tube-type radio. And I put it on the back of my bike. And we rode back home, and eventually I was able to get that going and listen to amateur radio operators around the world talking to one another. And that really fired me up in the direction of amateur radio.
I bet. And you met some interesting people, because that's what happens along the way. You have to tell us a couple of those stories. Will you share a few of those with us?
What was that, Kate?
Tell us some of the stories of the people that you met through your amateur radio experiences.
Oh, okay. Firstly, the very first day I got on the air, I talked to a chap in Como, Western Australia. He would have gone by now. But the way he welcomed me onto the air when I told him that this was my first day, stays with me to this very day, 50 odd years later. He was so friendly, and I just felt so great after I'd talked to him. That's one of the highlights, and that's the power of friendliness. And I did make a few friends in those early days too. One chap by the name of Les Catford, and his amateur radio call sign was VK5LC, and he lived about 20 miles away from me here in Adelaide, in the capital city of South Australia. Anyway, we became friends on the radio, and he was a retired farmer, and asked if I'd come around and adjust his amateur radio antenna, which was up on a tower at about the 40-foot mark. And so I did that, and I had lunch with he and his wife, and that was a great experience. And also, while I was there, he showed me this huge antenna which was lying on the ground, and he asked if I wanted to buy it from him, and I eventually did, actually, and then we had it delivered here on the back of a semi-trailer, if you know what that is, like a huge truck. And then I used that antenna as time went on. But also a couple of other things. I made a few friends in the early days on amateur radio, friends overseas. For example, I talked to a chap in Japan, and we had a regular basis of a Saturday afternoon. I won't say regular basis, I mean a regular contact or conversation. So he tried to teach me Japanese, and I tried to teach him English, but about all I can say is sayonara. And another amateur radio operator whom I made friends with on the 7 megahertz band, I can't remember her name, but she lived in Lima, Peru. And I remember that she was a nurse, and we had a weekly schedule. And also, we'd exchange letters with one another. This is way before the internet and what have you. And so, we'd send letters to one another and, you know, saying g'day and good to talk to you on the air and what have you. So those are some of the, types of things that can happen. But amateur radio is so diverse these days. I mean, the sky's the limit. There's so many different things that you can do. For example, you can bounce radio signals off the moon and then they come back and are received on the other side of the earth. That's called Moon Bounce. And there's a full-time amateur radio station on the International Space Station, and the astronauts up there who are amateur radio operators talk to school children on Earth. So many different things. I mean, for example, of course, Morse code, that's going way, way, way back. In my day, I had to learn that to pass the exam, but you don't now. And so there are different grades of licenses now, possibly three or four, depending on where you live in the world. And so children as young as 8 or 9 can become licensed amateurs. They have a certain grade of capabilities, if you like. And so, I mean, the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. You can do anything. I mean, you can send pictures around the world on radio called slow scan TV. And we have our own satellites. You can work satellites by pointing your antenna at the satellite as it goes over. There's so many amateur radio satellites. If you're interested, if you'd like to have a look at an amateur radio website, have a look at mine. It's been up there for some time now. My amateur radio call sign is VK5SW, so that's Victor Kilo Figure 5, Sugar Whiskey, VK5SW.com, and that will give you some information. And I've also written a book called A Short Introduction to Amateur Radio with Pictures, and I also have 6 amateur radio-related books which are up for sale.
Wonderful. So you have those books where you can learn more about amateur radio. Then you have this novel about Oscar's amateur radio adventure. And I think you've really said it, the power of connection and the power of connection in the book. But I guess you obviously want people to enjoy the book. But what are some of the takeaways you hope people walk away with that are listening to us that read Oscar's amateur radio adventure?
Well, I think the bottom line is that it's up to you. If you want to pursue something, you've got to do that. And I think that you need to find a passion. It doesn't have to be amateur radio, as in my case, but you need to find something which you really like. And so in the dark times, you can turn to that, and that will hopefully lift you up somewhat. So amateur radio is a wide field of interest. It's not just a matter of talking on the radio. There are so many other things you can do. Lots of us build our own circuitry, like receivers or transmitters. That's part of the fun and part of the basic interest, I think. And by the way, I must say that women and girls are also amateur radio operators. This isn't just about blokes or men or boys. So what was I saying?
That it could be for anyone.
Yeah, that's right. Look, it doesn't matter who you are, what age you are, you can become a licensed amateur radio operator.
Right.
There's plenty of websites out there too if you're interested. But a lot of my books, if you have a look at them, there are 6 in total. The last one I wrote was called Beyond the Storm. And it's about a 17-year-old boy who is an amateur radio operator. But he lives with his mother and stepfather, and the stepfather abuses the mother. So amateur radio is involved in it too. I think you'll find that interesting, and that's topical because it deals with abuse. And I think it's important that we talk about that.
I agree 100%. And you can find, of course, Oscar's Amateur Radio Adventure. You can get that on Amazon. You can look Rob up, as he told you, his website. Rob Norman, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Kat.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
the Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Well, you know, listen, we all know that for most of us, and I think it should be for everyone, your hair is your signature. It really, really is, and it certainly has been in my life and my career. And we just went through a situation where so many of us were so used to having somebody who was great do our hair. What happens when you have to do it yourself? Or what if you want to do it yourself? So how do you color? How do you style it? Who better to have on than Gregory Patterson? I mean, this guy's incredible. I know he won't tell us everybody, but he certainly has worked with lots and lots of celebrities. He's done the runways at New York Fashion Week, which must be so hairy. And he was also part of Project Runway seasons 14 and 15. I remember that. And like I said, he is a celebrity hairstylist, and he's here to tell us about do-it-yourself styling techniques and coloring, and he is an expert for Sally Beauty. He's part of Sally's crew. Gregory, thanks for coming on.
I am so grateful to be here, and thank you for having us, because I know that hair color and that little big situation that we just went through, so many of us had to rely on do-it-yourself, and DIY, do-it-yourself hair color has just exploded. So I'm so excited that I get to share some trends and maybe give you some tips to help you get better hair color at home.
Cool. So tell us about some of the trends.
Yeah, so this fall, it's all about like getting cozy with color, and it's all about like an ease into color, right? So one of the trends we're seeing right now is copper strawberry, and the way to achieve this is by layering this copper strawberry tone on top of your existing blonde. So a lot of times after summer, being in chlorine, sun, salt, sand, all that stuff, our blondes tend to become brassy, which is the perfect color to layer on top of like a medium intense thread. So this is beautiful because you can do it in a demi-permanent, or you can go all out and go permanent if you want to commit to that color. But we're also seeing an anime pink. So I know in high fashion, we're seeing that pop of pink everywhere. And let me tell you, it is taking the hair color world by storm. Strawberry Leopard, it's one of our in-house brands. It's a conditioning hair color. And when I tell you that the pigment payoff is unreal, you can get up to 8 weeks of wearability. So if you've ever put in a bright, vivid color, you know that an 8 week worth of wear is hard to come by. Strawberry Leopard is going to be your way to get there. And then for those that are less daring or maybe not ready to commit to a vivid, soft brunettes are all the rage. And what's really cool is the cool tones and the warm tones are playing together, and it's this beautiful harmony. And I love to mix a little bit of all the trends together by maybe putting in some copper strawberry or anime pink pops with your soft brunettes.
Wow. I'm just visualizing that and getting excited about it. And you said the magic word. I live by the beach, and I know a lot of people out there are doing that whole summertime thing, and they're in water, salt water, fresh water, whatever it is. And that makes a big difference, especially when you're blonde, like you said. So what are some of the tips that you can throw at us that'll be helpful?
So some of the tips I always recommend are make sure that your hair care collection is formulated for hair color. For example, Strawberry Leopard has its very own hair care collection designed to not only nourish, hydrate, repair, but also keep those vivid tones in super, super long. And I also want to let you know that, like, you know, when it comes to hair color, prep before you actually do the color process is essential. And if you don't know what I mean by prepping or how to choose the right stuff or what you even need, I want to invite you over to our YouTube channel, because Sally Beauty last year launched this incredible free educational loaded with content series called DIY University by Sally Beauty. We want all of you who are doing hair color at home, or maybe you've thought about doing hair color, we want you to be armed and ready and kind of take some of the guesswork out of that for you. So make sure you go to Sally Beauty's YouTube channel, DIY University by Sally Beauty, because when I am telling you everything from hair, even including nails, from beginner, intermediate to advanced, we got you covered. And September, I am leading the new hair color series that's launching along with my DIY friend, Emily Bullen. We are tackling everything you need to know about hair color. So make sure you go over there. Literally the best tips happen in those videos.
Ooh, I can't wait. Gregory, you were just tremendous. Gregory Patterson, come on again. You were fantastic. Thank you.
My pleasure. And if you are looking for everything that you need, you can always go to sallybeauty.com and shop 24/7. Thank you so much for having us, and enjoy getting cozy with color this fall.
Thanks, Gregory.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, what's so interesting is I've noticed that men are coloring their hair with some wild, you know, colors. And I'm talking about young men, manly men, you know, in shape, that I've noticed it. I don't know if it's the weather. I don't know if it's the tail end of the summer. I mean, I have no idea. Is it the new tattoo? I'm not sure. I just know that tips to do it, it's really tough when you have no idea what you're doing and you're trying to make it happen. And just like everything else in the pandemic, which I said to him, it changes the little things in your life that just make you happy. Whatever it is. You guys know, you go to a barber, bzzz. Imagine doing it yourself. I saw a couple of do-it-yourselfers. They were not good. Let's put it that way. Not good. All right, since there's not a man cave on this show, I thought I would just kind of hit you up with a couple of things that are happening from the world of sports. And one thing that stands out is Major League Baseball, because we're coming to that tail end. There's injuries. There's series to deal with that put some of what will happen in the possibly happen in the playoffs on the line. We are just 6 weeks away, a little less than 6 weeks away from Major League Baseball's expanded playoffs. And will it be better? Will people be more involved in it, you know, in the whole playoffs, get reeled into the playoffs a little bit more? I think baseball fans, like other fans, if you're in, you're in. And if you're kind of, casual, you're going to a game once in a while no matter what, unless you catch the fever of a team getting hot and everyone you know is involved, and so you start to hear that conversation. After 5 months of baseball, 18 teams are either in possession of a slot or within 7 games of one. That's really what the season is about. So there are teams that are on the cut line and won't make it. It's like the Houston Astros heading into the day, had a 3-game lead over the Yankees in the American League, but no other team would be closer than 11 games out of the AL's top spot. So then you look at the National League. The Los Angeles Dodgers hold a 7.5-game lead over the Mets and a 9.5-game edge over the Braves. The fourth-place St. Louis Cards would be a distant 14.5 games back. So with the format of how this works, there are going to be teams that are so on the cut line of getting in or not. You know, it's like if we look ahead just for a second to 2023, there's a lot of interleague play, a lot of interleague-heavy schedule. And that's really big because I think that's people getting excited because their team is going to play, or their new team is going to play the team that they rooted for when they lived someplace else. There's a lot that I think goes into that. All right, so as we wait to see who makes it into the expanded format and all of that, how about the Pittsburgh Pirates rookie O'Neill Cruz? He ripped 122.4-mile-an-hour liner. Hardest ball hit in the era of measuring such things in the 7 years that Major League Baseball has measured velocity. 122.4. And that, by the way, was in a 14-2 loss to Atlanta. But when he came up with one on, two outs in the third, it's, wow. It just came around, boom, 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 boom. And it was wild to see that. I mean, wild to see the replay of that, see that ball pop out there. And the Pirates are in the midst of a massive overhaul. So, and they're relying on the 6'6" Cruz. He's more than the cameo, occasional appearance guy. He's got skills. A couple of years from now, he could be the guy that leads them to the promised land. Music means we got to duck out of here. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.